Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey Glasser. This is NPR.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
He was just an old country doctor in a little Georgia town. Fame and fortune had passed him by, but we never saw him frown. As day by day, in his kindly way, he served us one and all. Many a patient forgot to pay, although Doc's fees were small. But old Doc Brown didn't seem to mind. In fact, he didn't even send out bills. His only ambition, it seemed, was to find sure cures for aches and ills. Why, nearly half the folks in my hometown, and yes, I'm one of them too, were ushered in by old Doc Brown when we made our first debut. Oh, he needed his dimes, and there were times that he'd receive a fee, but he'd pass it on to some poor soul that he said needed it worse than he. So when hard times hit our town and drained each meager purse, the scanty income of old Doc Brown just went from bad to worse. He had to sell all of his furniture. Why, he couldn't even pay his office rent. And so to a dusty room over a livery stable, old Doc Brown and his satchel went. On the hitching post at the curb below to advertise his wares, he nailed up a little sign that read, "Doc Brown has moved upstairs." And there he kept on helping folks get well, and his heart was just pure gold. But anyone with eyes could see that Doc was getting old. And then one day he didn't even answer when they knocked upon his door. Old Doc Brown was lying down, but his life here was no more. They found him there in his old black suit, and on his face was a smile of content. But all the money they could find on him was just a quarter and one old copper cent. So they opened up his ledger, and what they saw gave their hearts a pull. 'Cause beside each debtor's name, old Doc had written, "Paid in full." Well, it looked like the potter's field for Doc, and that caused us some alarm. Till someone remembered the family graveyard out on the Simmons farm. Old Doc had brought six of their kids into this world, and Simmons was a grateful cuss. He said, "Doc's been like one of the family, so he can sleep with us." Old Doc Brown should have had a funeral fine enough for a king. It's a ghastly joke that our town was broke and no one could give a thing. Except Jones, the undertaker, he did mighty well. He donated an old iron casket that he'd never been able to sell. And the funeral procession, well, it wasn't much for grace and pomp and style. But those wagon loads of mourners, oh, they stretched out for more than a mile. And we breathed a prayer as we laid him there to rest beneath the sod. This man who'd earned the right to be on speaking terms with God. His grave was covered with flowers, but not from the floral shops. Just roses and things from folks' gardens, and one or two dandelion tops. For times it hit our little town hard, and each man carried a load. So some just picked the wildflowers as they passed along the road. We wanted to give Doc a monument. We kind of figured we owed him one, 'cause he'd made our town a better place for all the good he'd done. But monuments cost money, so we just did the best we could. And on his grave we gently placed a monument of wood. We pulled up that old hitching post where Doc had nailed his sign. We painted it white, and to all of us, well, it surely did look fine. Now the rains and snows have washed away our white trimmings of paint, and there ain't nothing left but Doc's old sign. Even that's getting faint. And still when southern breezes and twinkling stars caress our little town, and the pale moonlight shines through Georgia pines on the grave of old Doc Brown, you can still see that old hitching post, as if in answer to our prayers, proudly telling the whole wide world, Doc Brown has moved upstairs.
I don't love you anymore. 'cause I've got no more love to give. You drain my heart of all its love with every sweet caress. And I keep saying more and more, I don't love you anymore. The trouble is, I don't love you any less. The trouble is, I don't love you any less.
There's questions we're always hearing everywhere we go, like, how do I cut a record or get on a country show? Well, it takes more than just ambition and three chords on an old guitar. There's a few more things you ought to learn to be a country star. You gotta learn to sing like Waylon or pick like Jerry Reed.
Yo ho like Gene Shepherd or write songs like Tom T.
Put a cry in your voice like Haggard.
Learn Spanish like Johnny R.
Whisper like Bill Anderson, and you'll be a country star.
Play piano like Ronnie Millsap, or Gilly or Jerry Lee. Yo yo like Roy Acuff, or talk plain like Ralph Emery. Growl like Conway Twitty. Get a red, white, and blue guitar. Build a swimming pool like Webb did, and you'll be a country star. Be tall like Sonny James is. Tell jokes like Minnie Pearl, or be short like Jimmy Dickens, or play five string like Earl.
Get a headband like Willie's.
Learn to stutter like Mel.
Get a cap like Roy Clark wore,
or a voice like Barbara Mandrell.
Be rich like Eddie Arnold.
Say you're making more than you are.
Get a gimmick like Charlie Pratt.
And you'll be a country star.
But if you have no talent, and if you're not a male, if you're built somewhat like Dolly, or have a face like Crystal Gale,
come backstage and ask for Harold, Phil, Don, or Lou,
and we'll see you get audition for the Statler Brothers Review.
And my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and she looks so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. as I brushed your arm and walked so close to you. Just the way I used to do. Oh, heaven only knows how much I miss you. I can't help it if I'm still in love with.
Miller, King of the Road, Red Lynn and Tammy White, Buck and Don and Charlie Pride, Marty Robbins and the Possum, old George Jones. Heard them all growing up in Daddy's old farm truck, 8-track stereo. Hey, that's country, bro. You're gonna be country, you ought to know a little bit of something about the roots and the boots and the rhinestone suits. It's starting its rodeo. Hey, that's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. Conway Twitty, Mama Mellon, Detroit City, Crystal Galen, Willie Whalen, David Allen Coe, Earl Thomas, Eddie Rabbit, Shenandoah, Alabama, George Strait and Randy Travis, digging up bones. Saw 'em on Hee-Haw singing in their overalls. Junior was a star of the show. That's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. And Luke and Daisy Duke, Smokey and the Bandit 1 and 2, Jerry Reed and Jerry Clower, Glenn Campbell's Good Time Hour, John Wayne and Marshall Dillon, Roy Rogers, Andy Griffith, Ben and Adam Hoss, Little Joe, and Festus. That's country, bro. Yeah, that's country, bro. That's country, bro. Got your head in the clouds and your heart in a bind.
you acted smart. Go on and break you crazy heart. You lived on promises I knew would fall apart. Go on and break you crazy heart. You were mistaken. You didn't even know the chances you were taking. I knew you couldn't win. I told you from the start. Go on and break you crazy heart. Thought that you were smart. Go on and break your crazy heart.
Thank you. walk up to a jukebox and you slip your nickel in. You can bet your bottom dollar when the record starts to spin.
You'll hear some good old country music with a honky-tonkin' sound. It's that hillbilly fever that's spreading all around.
Hillbilly fever's going round. Good old mountain music's got us down.
You've got 'em bouncing down in Birmingham, they're rocking the town.
Hillbilly fever's going round. And it spread to Tennessee. Still I know a certain Texan who's to blame as much as me.
I hear you talking, Mr. Foley, but if what you say is true, why does everyone get humpbacked when they try to sing like you?
Hillbilly fever's going round.
Don't you step on Mississippi ground. You'd better get those crooked letters straight or you'll come unwound.
Hillbilly fever's going round.
You can find a lot of people who do nothing but complain, but with hillbilly fever, there's never any pain.
When the love bug buzzes round you and you know that you've been stung, get that hillbilly fever and stay forever young.
Hillbilly fever's going round. Walking the floor has got me down.
I picked her up in a pickup truck and took her into town.
Hillbilly fever's going round.
Fever's going round.
Filipino baby's back in town.
Chocolate ice cream every day will keep her hanging round.
Hillbilly fever's got us down.
Well, I've always wanted a friend named Red. A gal named Mary, like I've said, I've always wanted a two-tone Chevrolet. And I ain't had many girls at all, and all my friends were named Jim or Paul or Dave.
One day in my favorite cafe, this dream in front of me says, what will you have today? And the name pinned on her dress said Mary. And I knew I had to get to her some way. I knew I had to make her mine. I moved right in, I didn't waste no time. And soon I had a gal named Mary. And Lord, she treats me mighty fine.
Well, I've always wanted a friend named Red. A gal named Mary, and like I said, I've always wanted a two-tone Chevrolet. And I ain't had many girls at all, and all of my friends were named Jim or Paul or Dave.
And I quit my job and went to work instead, driving diesels with a man named Red. And me and him were friends within a day. And the money was high and the troubles were few. Soon I had myself a two-tone Chevrolet. Then Mary ran off with my friend named Red. Seems she decided she loved him instead. And she wouldn't listen to the things I had to say. But I didn't realize till it already gone that they'd run off in my two-tone Chevrolet.
Well, I've always wanted a friend named Red. A gal named Mary, like I said, I've always wanted a two-tone Chevrolet. And I ain't had many girls at all, and all my friends were named Jim or Paul or Dave.
Thank you.
Looky here, who's in focus now? Hard and clear to the bone. No more fear that you'd notice now, like a tear cast in stone. And she come from a spring to a fountain on the wing of her song. She's the king of the mountain. She's so good, Lord, and she's gone.
A story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line as DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, 'cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At record hops he stayed out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heat, and that he had to be at work by 5. BJ the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past 4, from the driveway he would roar. Overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at 5. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer. He'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, all four tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast this time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ'd never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called, and then she heard the knock upon the door. BJ the DJ, only 24, a wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more.
Street. When he so back home to Dixie. I sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. The battle had robbed him of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand.
In the wake of an eye, my soul is turning, in your hand, in your hand.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
As we walk along, my thoughts are tunneling round and round, round and round.
Underneath our feet, a subway's rumbling underground, underground.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
Didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind.
I've got reason plenty for going.
This I know, this I know.
The weeds have been steadily growing.
Please don't go, please don't go.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Behind.
I could have loved you better than me to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind. You know that was
the little birdies tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when he's around. He's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when he kisses me, I sure stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
I heard the laughter at the depot, but my tears fell like the rain when I saw them place that long white casket in the baggage coach of the evening train. The baby's eyes are red from weeping. Its little heart is filled with pain. Oh, Daddy, it cried, they're taking Mama away from us on the evening train. Turn to walk away from the depot, it seemed I heard her call my name. Take care of my baby and tell him, darling, that I'm going home on the evening train. I pray that God will give me courage to carry on till we meet again. It's hard to know she's gone forever.